Marnie Schulenburg is a Wisconsin native who applied her journalism degree to newspaper and TV reporting and magazine editing, followed by a career in medical device marketing. She's published two books, a mystery and a, I want to get this right, about the politics of cancer research. And this is a tour de force. And you'll find both copies of both of them up here on the table. And Marnie is also the new mother of a baby black lab puppy. So Marnie, come on up.
Dick said I could cheat because I usually write longer stuff and I'm not writing much anymore. So I have a few short pieces and I added up to two of them. One of them is, so you get to choose. We're making this audience selection, even though one is fiction. And maybe we'll do it by volume. So one of them is from the point of view of an 11-year-old girl who happens to have been me in Appleton, Wisconsin, when I first learned how people have sex. And the other one is from the point of view of a... All right, but the other one's from a point of view of like a 45-year-old biker who stumbles into a very peculiar bar, tavern in Wisconsin. So, sex... I think of it. Tavern and biker? All right, it's sex. All right, it's the last one in the book. That helps. It's entitled S Eek X. Growing up in the 50s, television was no help at all. Lucy and Desi slept in twin beds. Clark Kent never got it on with Lois Lane. Not even Superman could break the decency code. As the 60s beckoned America into tie-dyed, bell-bottomed free love, Laura and Bob Petrie, remember them, continued their butts-out smooching across the space between their twin beds. Rob usually turned out the light, as I recall. This iconic suburban couple would tuck in for the night with nary a suggestive sigh, chastely cocooned in their entirely separate sets of starched white sheets. Most parents avoided the talk. Our mother loved birds and would share with us their names and various habits. And our father was stung by a bee once, multiple times, after it flew up his shirt sleeve while he drove to work. Our knowledge of the birds and bees, therefore, was both incomplete and literal. I spent many childhood hours outside. Were there not hints from the natural world? Where are my memories of squirrels mating, of dogs humping? Why did I not demand explicit answers when my Aunt Esther, as they relayed so delicately in those days, began to show? For me, the awful truth came at Camp Timber Trail in Munising, Michigan. I remember the agonized cry of my tent mate, Carol. She was a little thing, no breast bumps at all, and she collapsed on her bunk, covered her ears against the girl chatter, and denied, denied, denied. Not my parents, she wailed. I knew just how she felt. Even the smug girl who broke the news to us, who described the act in somewhat blurry images, even she could not disguise her distaste as she imagined, as we were all imagining, our own parents so engaged. Mother and father, in the dark, presumably naked, and regretfully joined. It helped us a bit to put them under the sheets in our imagination. It helped also a tiny bit to abbreviate the act. Okay, we agreed, their eyes are closed, they're holding their breath, it's in and out and done. Not much did it help, though. These unclean creatures were still your mommy and your daddy. Well, I took this life-altering nugget home with me to my two older brothers. Bided my time. How to tell them? Or did they already know and they were protecting me? And what if it was worse than I had been told? Did I want to hear? Could I know what I knew and pass mutely by that closed bedroom door in the night on my way to an innocent pee? I wanted to know, and I did not want to know, oh, so many details. I held it in for two entire days, and then, at the worst possible time, spilled it. I had to keep my voice low because there they were, our parents, right there in the front seat of the car. Dad had the radio on and Mom was humming along. What respectable figures they cut, sitting several feet apart, my mother's hair in a primly coiled bun, for God's sake. We were on our way to a rare outing at Jake's, the restaurant, all dressed up for the restaurant experience. It did seem to me a bit more dignified to be posing this question dressed in my Sunday best, sitting between the two slicked-up little gentlemen. Pretty much, I wanted outraged denial. The brothers, however, knew all about S.E.X. Here's the odd thing. Yes, they were boys. Gross, fart-proud, worm-handling boys. But I could tell that they shared my discomfort. Eric the Wise, the eldest, conducted a dramatically slow and silent count of us, their children. 1, 2, 3. Math accomplished, he thrust 3 fingers into the air. We cut fast looks at each other and slid our eyes away, then nodded in solemn, resigned agreement. All right, then, went the unspoken conclusion in the charged air of the Buick's back seat that long ago day. All right, then, our parents had sex 3 times. Okay, we could find a way to live with that.
That's a story of my life, too.